Last night I watched Suspiria by Dario Argento on the Criterion Channel. I know that for a lot of people, this is their favorite Argento, or this is the best Dario Argento movie or film. I don't see it that way. It's not my favorite. I don't really have a favorite. Maybe Inferno. I'm not really sure. I think there might be another one that I like even more because it has the best murder scenes. This one has, I would say, probably the most operatic, extravagant murder scenes. It's also just kind of the most operatic and extravagant Dario Argento movie. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful to look at. I love the lighting. It's incredible. The set design is unbelievable. It's a great movie. It's rightly a horror classic, or maybe it's just a classic at this point. For me, though, it does get a little boring. It's a little tedious. I don't know if that's the right word, but sort of in the... I don't know if it's quite the second act, or it has this incredible opening where we're following Jessica Harper. I remember there's this, she gets off an airplane. She's, I think in Rome. I think it takes place in Rome. She's in the airport and there's this shot sort of from her POV looking at the exit doors. And for some reason, this shot is creepy. I think part of it is that it's set up that way. The goblin music adds a lot. It's probably one of my favorite horror scores ever. I love the goblin music, and I forgot that Dario Argento collaborated on the soundtrack. At least that's how it's credited. Or on the score, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, there's this shot, and I just couldn't help but thinking that's Argento. That's what Argento does. It's this seemingly simple shot that is actually like very creepy and interesting, and every shot is amazing and beautiful, and there's a lot of visual information packed into pretty much every shot. I think after that great opening, and after Jessica Harper actually is in the school, I don't know, it starts to drag a little bit for me, and then I think it picks up again sort of when the murders start again. There's the dog murder, and then my favorite murder in the whole movie, which is when her friend is killed and falls into the kind of room of barbed wire. It's like a nightmare, and it's just a really cool death. I didn't end up finishing the movie last night, or I guess I should say refinishing, because I have seen it before. I think I've only seen it one time from start to finish, and this was years ago, many years ago. But it was nice to rewatch it. I think I'd rewatched the beginning at some point, or the first half, or the first part, first act. I'm not really sure. I got to the Udo Kier scene, and there's this crazy shot from like way up high. They must have like shot out of a window of a building. I don't even know how they got this shot, and it's just like one shot, and it's pretty quick. And it's just like I was like, that shot wasn't even necessary. Like, they didn't even need that. And it's just this crazy shot from way up high. This is the first of the, I believe it's known as the Three Mothers trilogy. So Inferno, if I'm not mistaken, Inferno is the second one. And then Mother of Tears, which was made much later with Argento's daughter, Asia Argento, in the lead role. I think that was released in 2007. But this is the first. This and Argento, this and Inferno kind of form a nice double feature, if you like. It's they're sort of referred to as like the women in a rainstorm movies, or women in the back of cabs with the rain pouring outside and this kind of garish lighting. So there's some symmetry there. Suspiria is the more famous one. It's generally considered, I don't know if it's generally considered to be his best, but it's certainly one of the most famous Argento movies, if not the most famous at this point. I really like Inferno too. In some ways I like it better. Suspiria is interesting because it deals with supernatural material, which I think it's the first time that Argento had dealt with that. He was primarily known for kicking off the giallo genre, the black-gloved killer genre, which were his hands, by the way, in the Black Gloves, in Bird with the Crystal Plumage and Four Flies on Grey Velvet. And this one's a little different because it is supernatural. It takes place at this dance school for girls, for those who don't know the plot. So I like Argento's serial killer movies, but I like the way he handles supernatural material as well. I don't know. I think the movie just sags a little bit for me, but it's still incredible. And I don't know, I'm more of a Lucio Fulci guy than a Dario Argento guy, even though I can appreciate both. And I really appreciate Argento's framing, the lighting, the way it's shot, really the cinematography is kind of my favorite thing about Argento, besides, of course, the gore effects and the amazing death scenes, the amazing kills. So that's Suspiria. I also watched or rewatched Frankenstein versus Barragan, directed by Ishiro Honda, also available on the Criterion Collection. By the way, Suspiria is available in the High School Horror Collection that just recently appeared. Just appeared this month, if I'm not mistaken, September, on the Criterion Channel. And it's a little confusing because it's not high school per se. It's a dance school for girls, although I guess they're around high school age, or they are high school age. It's not, never really clear. And it is, of course, a horror movie. So then I watched Frankenstein vs. Barragan, which I believe I'd watched before, and I believe I've talked about it already on the pod, so I won't really go into it. I fell asleep, but I was able to see Frankenstein's Heart, which I remember seeing before, and then the little kind of like mongoloid, mongrel boy. They call him a waif, which I thought was funny. At least that's how it's translated. That's what the subtitle said. And he's like the little Frankenstein boy. And then Barragan's the big monster. He's one of the Godzilla stable of monsters. You get a little bit of that early on, but it mostly focuses on the boy for a while, and then I fell asleep.